know who's been a real bright spot?
Red Rachel.
It's Red Rachel. She's the delight.
Red Rachel has won 3 of 4 games in the Big Money Celebrity Birthday game this week, even though she's only like 24 years old.
Some of the celebrities she's never heard of.
But
some she has. Yeah, like surprise
Joan Collins, she knew who that was yesterday. Got
you know,
it exactly
one,
right.
One thing about her, and it's said a lot by people, I'm an old soul.
I think that's true.
But with her, I believe it, because the thing she knows about is not something the average 23, 24-year-old would know.
You know, I want to give her a compliment, but I'm afraid she'll think, oh, yeah, you're a lecherous old man. Now you're giving me a compliment, you know. I just don't like that.
Do you want to practice it on Biggie?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Want me to draw some red hair over here?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. All right, let me practice it. Okay. I love your outfit.
Nope.
Start over.
X.
I love the way you're wearing your hair up.
No. She's growing out her bangs, but we don't discuss that.
No.
You're so young.
No, that's 3 strikes.
No, every time I talk to somebody her age, they never know. Like, I'll say something about somebody, you know, Johnny Carson or somebody like that, and they're like, who, what, you know, they have no idea. She knows, and I think it's a great thing because it's like she's got a curiosity for it, you know.
Well, I mean, look, these things cut both ways. There's 1,000 celebrities that I don't have no clue. Like, most of these people who have testified at the Diddy trial, I don't know who they are.
I know, that's true.
And I'm older. I mean, I could have kept up, and you know, so there are gaps in her resume. There are gaps in everybody's resume.
That's right.
But she's not. She doesn't dismiss it out of hand. Like, oh, that's before my time.
Exactly. That
her attitude
I don't like.
Is refreshing.
I agree, because a lot of times, if you mention somebody like
to B.B. Shea,
people
like, bro, I wasn't even born then.
And you know, that's my hot button. I hate bro. I wasn't even born. Well, so what?
Have you heard of Abraham Lincoln?
Thank you. There are people that I wasn't even born when Humphrey Bogart, you know, was making movies, and yet I know who Humphrey Bogart is. So it is refreshing to have Red Rachel come in here, and she has been a real bright spot. You know,
agree.
I think she's great.
That bright spot, great. You're okay.
Okay. I'll just say you've done a tremendous job this week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, the good news for you is our HR guy is taking a vacation day today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you should wait till later. The jokes I'm going to tell in the hallways are going to be.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. Let me practice again. Okay.
Oh, right. More. So yeah, Biggie's pretending to be Red Rachel. Red Rachel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I love Friends too.
Me too.
Wow, you smell good.
No.
Can't do that. No, you can't do that. I'm really, I always get concerned like to compliment her, but I think she does a great job at everything she does. She's in a little competition right now, and nobody even knows it. We're constantly putting out new demo tapes, you know, for ourselves, for our.
That's how you build an empire.
That's right.
Why?
This empire didn't get built just overnight. You have to constantly refresh, you know. So our syndication specialist came to me the other day.
I hear Biggie's dead. No, he's not. Close to death several times, but he's alive.
It sounds to me as if our syndication specialist doesn't listen very much.
No, our syndication specialist.
I hear you're trying out people for B's, but I've written some names down. B.B. Short and somebody named Red Rachel.
He said we need it. It's time for a new demo to send out to prospective clients. I said, all right. He goes, put it together. You know, 5 minutes, and we need voiceover explaining who you are, what you do, and that kind of thing.
So this is something, if you're not familiar with how radio work, radio shows can get attention by.
Exactly.
Our copies of this show go to someone else's, an executive's desk.
Exactly.
And we're supposed to wow them.
That's right.
And they're supposed to think, my God, I need this show on our station in Ames, Iowa.
Exactly how it works. Well, I put it together. And he said, whoever this voiceover is awful. It was myself. Okay, so I did the voiceover.
He didn't recognize?
He didn't recognize.
Mm-hmm. I knew there had been some cuts there, but good God.
So he said, get a competent voiceover artist to set up the demo and in the demo and that kind of stuff. So there's like, you know, 5 or 6 lines of dialogue, of copy. And so I thought, who are we going to get to do this? He goes, can't be anybody on the show. I said, all right. So, or nobody that's permanently on the show. So I decided to give that to Red Rachel. And at the same time, to another voiceover artist here in the building named Joe. And one's a woman and one's a male. And I've made it both ways with Red Rachel and with Joe. And they're secretly and silently in competition with each other. But they don't know it. And
well, who's the final judge? Who's the arbiter?
The syndication specialist. Okay. I've sent it to him. And he'll be the judge as to who gets...
Laugh till it hurts.
Right.
Two guys named Chris.
That's right. It's stuff like that. Stuff like that.
With Chris Kelly. Chris Dim. I like wine. Biggie. The Lord take me now.
And maybe B.B. Shea on certain days. B.B. Shea. So I don't know. That probably wasn't fair. So after they were both done, I told Red Rachel, by the way, I had you do it. I had Joe do it. We'll see who winds up winning.
Did you oftentimes, because we've all sort of done voiceover work in the past, mm-hmm. many times there is a director mm-hmm. present to mm-hmm. kind of say, hey, punch up this line, emphasize yeah. that, read this a different way. Were you present for either of the sessions?
No, I left and I said, just email me this and we'll put it together. You know, that's the kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's why our empire is growing so well.
Yeah.
Attention to detail. That's what it is.
Not since the Ottomans has an empire grown like this.
Correct. So anyway, Red Rachel did. And then she's a real bright spot.